Item 10, planning and environment. Item 10.1, amendment C113. Heritage overlay amendments, including Warrandyte South Hall. Request for ministerial authorisation to exhibit. Do I have a mover, please, councillors?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor Downing. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Galbally. Councillor Downing.
Councillors, this amendment was probably spearheaded by and other councillors' desire to preserve the Warrandyte South Hall. This hall has not been in a lot of use for a number of years. We've just spoken about our heritage with the church. This is also part of our heritage. I've spoken to people who've talked about having their children's parties there in the past, about having dances there. It's a nice building with some very interesting honour boards in it, which fortunately have been taken out and preserved somewhere else so that we know they're all right. But this is a part of our heritage that we need to preserve. We're going out to get some work done on it to bring it up to standard. I hope that when we have it up to standard, that it will be of use to the community. I think there are a number of community groups that are expressing interest. One is in looking at establishing a men's shed. So I would ask you to support it. And whilst we're going on with this amendment, we've also taken the opportunity to tidy up a few other loose ends. But to me, my passion, which I have talked to officers for probably 6 or 7 years about, is saving and preserving the Warrandyte South Hall, and we're going ahead to do it if this is passed. And I ask you to support it and keep our heritage.
Thank you, Councillor Downing. Councillor Galbally.
Yes, I support everything that Councillor Downing has just said. It's been close to a lot of people's heart, the South Warrandyte Hall. I know you yourself, Mr Mayor, also looked at how we can conserve this building and things that we have to put in place to ensure that certain uses are allowed. So let's move ahead with it. I hope we get your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Galbally. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those four. Against? That's carried. Item 10.2, Planning Scheme Amendment GC42, Environmentally Sustainable Development Policy, consideration of panel report. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
Mr Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Galbally. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. Hopefully people have read the report and the consideration of the panel report, and they see clearly that this is just an amendment to our environmentally sustainable development policy, and as all environmentally sustainable developments are constantly changing, I ask that we pass this consideration.
Thank you. Councillor Galbally.
Nothing to add, I'll just...
Thank you. I have a speaker against. There not being a speaker against, I'll put the motion. Those four. Against. That's carried. Item 10.3, Heritage Restoration Fund 2016-17, consideration of applications. Do I have a mover?
Yes, I'd like to move that, Mr Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Galbally.
I move that this recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleiner. Councillor Galbally.
Yes, the Heritage Restoration Fund has now operated quite successfully for more than two decades. And what it does is it actually assists owners in restoring the original features of heritage places. And it helps it by allowing them to access funds to look after their trees and gardens. The owners of all existing properties with the heritage overlay and those properties listed in the vegetation protection overlay were individually notified of the funding round of mail. And the applicants seeking funding as part of the 2016-17 Heritage Restoration Fund and Heritage Restoration Fund for Trees and Gardens will be notified of the outcomes of their applications.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kleiner. Do I have a speaker against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for, against, carried. Item 10.4, draft Lawford Reserve Plan, consideration of submissions. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor O'Brien.
The recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor O'Brien.
Mr. Mayor, some time ago this came to us wherein we agreed to take it out for public exhibition, and that we did. There are quite a number of passionate people that live around this reserve who did actually make a submission and certainly contacted me and no doubt contacted Councillor Haynes in relation to their thoughts. 22 submissions were received in total, ranging from perhaps better use of the facilities to their concerns. Interesting to see that the most popular request was for more seating. On that, I think some of the seating that I've been at is perhaps starting to look a bit old and needs to be replaced, so I think the budget that's been allocated there and there is the new seating proposed is great. Perhaps a dog activity park might be a little area they can fence off where people who live in the high-rise areas might come down and run their dogs. Might also be another good outcome, but I think perhaps a bit too small for that. But certainly there are a lot of people who do use that park who are very proud and very passionate of it and are very pleased that we are actually putting some money into that reserve. And there are also those that are quite vocal and have concerns. I hope that we have been able to, derive at a sensible point with these people in terms of providing the facilities that they want and didn't want, and trading that off in terms of providing a better park and reserve for people within the area. It's not also those that immediately back onto the park, but also those within the high rises around Doncaster Hill, which have the chance to go down and use the facilities that will be down there. So I do encourage you to adopt the recommendations and let's get on with it.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to add that this reserve is something that many people use, even just walking through along those trails. And so to see it upgraded and to see that we've been through this submission and consideration for so long, I'm looking forward to seeing some things fixed around there, some work done, and though it is a difficult reserve, to be able to achieve a lot of the things that are been requested, I hope that in the future we'll also be able to add some other wonderful pieces of equipment to it if we get some further grants for some more outdoor gyms. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? That's carried. Item 10.5, protecting the Yarra River, Birung discussion paper. Council response. Do I have a mover?
Move, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Gough. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Galway. Councillor Gough.
Mr. Mayor, and I suppose we're just approving the council response to a state government, I suppose, paper looking at the Yarra River in its entirety, as it presents to Melbourne and going out into the countryside, and I suppose it's looking at way in which we can have one governance over that, or one group overlooking the whole length of the Yarra to be consistent in all sorts of areas, and it's all about protecting the Yarra River, looking at its significance and its history, and sort of celebrating that. Looking at planning controls, which are quite important, that differ along the river. Looking at access and, getting into that into the river and where you can get there, and water quality and all sorts of things in the life of the river that is important to Melbourne. I suppose there are two rivers that flow through Melbourne. One's the Yarra. Does anyone else here know the other one, Mr. Mayor? Do you know the other one? No, I shouldn't have a discussion with you.
Maribyrnong?
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. You win the prize of the chocolate lolly. Okay, so indeed, we have those two rivers. But we've got our responses into here and some important things to us, because Manningham, the Yarra River is important to Manningham. It is one of our entire boundaries, and we actually... in quite a whole length of it. And I suppose we've got to look at what our priorities are in Manningham and how we're looking at the Yarra River and its environs. We will have a great effect of what we're doing there. Now, a lot of the things also is in ways in which we can unlock some areas that are in private ownership and are not accessible to the community, and we've made comment about that too. But one of the difficulties is when it comes into here is it's all right to have this idea of the one authority or whatever, but it comes down to money and who pays for different things and who does what, and we need to get a lot more clarity in there. So the council officers have written a very good response to that to go back to the state government, and I hope councillors will endorse it.
Thank you, councillor. Councillor Gobley.
Nothing further to add.
Thank you, councillor. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those four against, that's carried. Item 10.6, Northern Alliance for Greenhouse Action, NAGA, quarterly update, quarter four, 2015-2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor Galvely.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleiner. Councillor Galvely.
Hi. This quarterly update is really just for noting at council. The City of Manningham has been a member of NAGA, which is Northern Alliance for Greenhouse Action, since 2002. And there are eight other councils that are members. And since I've been councillor here, I've been the representative for Manningham Council on the executive committee. And for the 2015-20, NAGA has established the following vision, and that's our vision is to contribute to the creation of a low-carbon society resilient to the impacts of climate change in the NAGA region. So the NAGA region being, of course, encompassing all other eight councils. Council's membership of NAGA enables it to leverage significant resources for projects targeting its council plan goals. It is a very effective way for us to also do a lot more advocacy work than otherwise would be left to our officers on a full-time basis. So I present this report as an update for your acceptance.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kleiner. Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for, those against, that's carried. Excellent. Item 11, Assets and Engineering, 11.1, King Street Reconstruction Stage 1, intention to declare a special charge. Do I have a mover? Councillor Griver Christopoulos.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor Griver Christopoulos. Councillor Griver Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, for many years the local community has been calling to complete the upgrade of King Street. The council has been advocating to Vic Roads on behalf of the community without success. However, major significance in this is that the senior officers from Vic Roads agreed to swap the responsibility of a section of Blackburn Road with King Street between Victoria Street and Blackburn Road, which now become the responsibility of Manningham City Council. This road swap has been completed at the end of August, and in consultation with King Street Reference Panel, council officers have completed detailed design plans for the reconstruction of the road. These works are in response to community requests over many, many years to improve the safety and the operation of King Street, as well as that as the pedestrian and cyclist safety, and they offer significant improvements for public transport patrons. Council's policy for Link Roads is to fund all costs associated with the upgrade of these roads, with the exception of footpaths that are not part of the principal pedestrian network, the landscaping, the street trees, and individual vehicle crossings that have not previously been formally constructed. Councillors, the report before us deals with a proposed scheme for the provision of landscaping, street trees, vehicle crossing on the north side of King Street between Wyena Way and Blackburn Road to an estimated $2.26 million, of which of which councillors, only $82,000 is proposed to be recovered from 33 property owners by means of a special charge scheme. I think that is a great result for Manningham to look after these residents, but look after Manningham as a whole in this road. In saying that, the King Street Stage 1 Submissions Committee will be established with an appointment of two ward councillors to the committee, a councillor wanted to be nominated as the chairperson and two councillors nominated as substitute committee members, if required. This will be resolved at a council's November 2006 meeting. I therefore ask that we move this recommendation and accept it.
Thank you, councillor. I'm fairly sure it'll be 2016, though.
That's what I said, didn't I?
No.
2006, that's all right.
My apologies.
Councillor Haynes.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, some of us have been trying to get this done since 2006, so I do understand that date. One of the things was always to try and get Vic Roads to upgrade this road. Even people that bought their properties back in the early 80s and things were told that Vic Roads was going to fix it. And for years, council has been trying to get them to do that. I haven't been a councillor, but as a community member, I've been watching this. And King Street has been, even before the lights went through, and I used to have to take my children down to primary school, but let's not go back that many years. We got the lights through, and now we've had to swap that road. Interesting how we've had to swap it with a road that's already got the amenity and storm water and footpaths and everything else, but never mind. We are going to fix King Street, and we've been wanting to do it before a number of us die and go to a better place, but I'm hoping and now assured that in 2016 that will be happening and beginning. So I'm looking forward to seeing that, and I hope that I not only live to see it through, I get to enjoy the end result and how people will be able to use their footpaths and their driveways and have all those issues that have been dealing with for so long dealt with. So I ask that we do put this special charges scheme forward, and that the residents that are going to have to pay that little amount of money to get the great amount of infrastructure that's needed, that they see the benefit and really look forward to getting all the things that they need for that area and the paths done and the landscape.
Thank you, councillor. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those for, those against, it's carried. With support from the old councillor. That's what I just said. Item 11.2, Mullum Stadium, construction contract award and project update. Do I have a mover? Councillor Galbally.
I move that the recommendation be adopted, but attachment 1 to the report remains confidential.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Downey. Councillor Galbally.
Hi, yes, well, the Mullum Stadium is obviously going to be one of the biggest expenses that this council has committed this council to. The construction of the 5-court Mullum Stadium has been the subject of extensive community consultation. The development includes 5-storey timber courts broken into 2 separate halls of 2 and 3 courts, with fixed tiered seating that would seat 400 spectators into the 2-court hall. The double-storey amenity block contains public bathrooms, change facilities on the ground floor, with a multipurpose function room, kitchen, meeting room, additional public amenities, and an internal plant and equipment room on the second floor. The design and development of this stadium has been heavily influenced by site constraints, including the existing reserve uses, the adjacent residential properties in Parkland Close, and the proximity of the site to the environmentally sensitive Mullum Creek Corridor. Recently we had a little meeting at the site, and the wall that's been put on Parkland Close, so the brick wall, which I sat on, is very, very nicely placed and very pleasant to the eye, and I'm hoping the Parkland Close residents appreciate that effort by council, plus the trees that still need to be planted, I believe. During the recent visit to the site, which I just referred to, Council recently implemented other actions identified in the reserve management plan. Modifying entrances to the reserve at Springvale Road and Reynolds Road, adding 180 car park spaces that had been constructed, as well as circulation roadways and drop-off zones to the north and east of the building, construction of a new pedestrian and cyclist path throughout the reserve, installations of utilities to service the new stadium, landscaping works, including the installation of stormwater treatment, rain gardens, and stormwater recycling facilities. The design also includes acoustic and insulation features, which I'm sure the residents nearby would be appreciative of, to both prevent the excessive noise, obviously, and improve the thermal efficiency of the building. The report before us is seeking permission to enter into a contract with a preferred contractor for construction. The stadium will not only help to address a major shortfall of highball facilities within the municipality, but will also provide access for more of the community to participate in organised sporting activities. I understand that if everything goes to plan, construction could commence on site during September 2016. So I ask my fellow councillors to support this proposal so we can get things underway. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Downing.
Like King Street, this has been a long search to find a site where we could have a highball stadium which would accommodate five basketball courts to satisfy the ever-increasing demand from our community for places to play basketball. So it's been a long process, and when we established this site, it was involved a lot of negotiation with the residents in Parklands Close who were very anxious about this building being so close to them. And I was pleased that when we did pass the approval to go ahead and build it, that the residents actually came up to us and said thank you for the consultation and for working with us. So I think that was a great achievement, and to continue on with this is very satisfying to see. And I'd like to congratulate Officer Dario Bolzanello, if I got his name right, and his offsider Lachlan Johnson for the work that they've put in, because I know that they've worked very hard on this process, and that they're now very excited to go ahead and actually get the building on the way. And I was there when we looked at the site last week, and I actually drove through from Reynolds Road the other day and looked at all the new parking, and I think some of the trees may have been planted. I thought I could see some along the back fence. So I asked my fellow councillors to support this motion, and let's get this building underway and built.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, Councillors, I will also speak briefly on this particular matter, because it's one that's near and dear to my heart. We have worked very hard as a council to get this project to this particular point. We began by reviewing the basketball strategy, and we approved a revised basketball strategy in the early years of our council. And that basketball strategy set in train a series of events to address the chronic shortage of over 15 courts in our municipality across our basketball clubs. We knew it was going to be difficult to get this done. Finding a solution that addressed this was never going to be easy, but we set about locating a site, and by we, I mean the organisation. I don't mean the councillors, because in the end, it's the officers who have done all the work here. We've stood by them, we've supported them with decisions at every turn, but it's the officers who have done all the legwork on this right across our organisation, from planners, engineers, landscape designers, you name it. Every aspect of the organisation in one way or form has been involved. Finance, really doesn't matter where you look. They've been involved. At every level of the organisation, from the top to the bottom, there are people been involved in getting this particular proposal to the table. It's a great credit to them what they've delivered. We have a standout facility. This will be one of the best basketball facilities in Melbourne. It's going to have runoffs for netball and basketball which are up to code, one of the very few facilities in Melbourne that's going to have that. It will be an excellent facility for the benefit of our community, and as we heard from our basketball clubs earlier today, if you just take Park Orchards, Warrandyte Park Basketball Club, Doncaster Basketball Club and Park Orchards Netball Club, you have over 3,500 players and participants. And that's not all the basketball clubs in Manningham. Go and add Bulleen and you'll add 50% to that number again. It's a very significant sport and we're only talking about basketball and netball there. We haven't even begun to talk about the other sports which use this high ball facility, badminton, volleyball. I could keep going, but I'll try not to. In the end, councillors, this is an excellent decision by our council to find the scope within the capital works budget to facilitate this project, because that wasn't an easy thing to do. We've worked on the solutions, we've listened to the residents, we found solutions that accommodated their concerns, and they, at the end of the process, thanked us for the extensive amount of work that the officers had done to accommodate their concerns. It's rare that you hear residents compliment a council on the work that you've done to improve a design that they were initially opposed to. So, councillors, this is a milestone for our council to set in train a building process that will really make significant headway in a shortage of important community facilities. And I would like to thank every person in our organisation who's worked hard on this, indeed noting Dario Bolzanello and Lachlan Johnson, working for Lee Harrison, who have been doing the heavy lifting on the design, on the physical design for this particular proposal and the negotiation with the residents. And I commend it to you all, councillors. There being no other speakers, I'd like to put the motion. Those for. Those against. That is carried, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations. Let the digging begin.